ABC Victoria.
22 minutes to nine. I wonder if you've ever tried your hand at creating something that's never quite existed before. Thinking outside the box, maybe solving a problem at home without heading to the hardware store and creating something of an invention to fix a problem that exists. Well, we have a project that might be right up your alley, because in an Australian first, bushfire volunteers, actually the group across in Western Australia, they've launched a joint national program to drive innovation in bushfire management. Nothing is left out. They don't want anything that might be considered too left of field. They're calling on anyone with an idea, a new innovative technique or invention that could help the future of firefighting in Australia. And joining me this morning, all the way from WA, Dave Gossage is president of the Bushfire Volunteers Association. Dave, good morning.
Good morning, man. How are you today?
Very well. Thanks for waking up early. What, it's must not quite be 7 a.m. for you.
Yeah, about 5:45. So, yeah, it's nice and cold here too. I've been listening to your weather over there. It's not that dissimilar here at the moment.
Well, yeah, considering how baking hot it can get your way in summer, you might be enjoying it by now.
Absolutely.
Dave, tell me all about this. What are you calling for here?
Well, a bit of the background is we've partnered with an organisation called Baker Hughes, which is a global energy and technology company. And Baker Hughes, they've want to help us make a real difference in the bushfire space, based on the devastating fires across Australia in the 1920 season. And we work really close with them to create a program that will encourage and support innovation in bushfire prevention and also management across Australia, preferably. So hence why we've cast this net nationally as it is to help people come forward with their ideas, because knowing many volunteers, and I do know quite a few over your way through Victoria, having done most of my emergency management training over there, there's a lot of guys and girls out there that have got some great little ideas but just don't know how to get them off the ground. And this team from Baker Hughes we partnered with them because they got a broad range of experience of people that can actually partner with individuals to help develop their ideas. So that's a bit of the background.
What sort of ideas are you after here, Dave?
Well, basically, when you look at all the events that have happened over the years, as our peak body, we got experienced and knowledge people, when it's tricky for government organisations because they're covered by such taxpayer funded rules, it's hard for them to pursue ideas that are outside the box. So that's one of the reasons why we've gone down this path, there's been some improvements in the way we do things on the fire ground, but that rigid command and control culture that's been entrenched across the nation makes it very hard for those fire authorities to go outside the box. So what we've done is we've put in a process with this that it encourages people to come forward. Now, the ideas and inventions are like physical tools, equipment that can help mitigate or suppress fires, improvements in firefighting techniques, or environmental processes and practices that can be utilised, or the way we do things in the prevention and preparedness area, from a environmental climate, management, how we manage our bush, how we protect homes and assets, and how we integrate with communities, community preparedness ideas, anything like that. And also, if there's tools or equipment we can use in the responding, that's even better. And if there's something in the recovery space, which, you know, is a really big issue, as we've seen Shane Fitzsimmons in New South Wales be appointed and dedicated to recovery, that's a big thing that goes on for a decade after a fire has occurred or a flood or a storm. So, you know, it's very broad of what we're chasing, and we're trying to develop something that's a little bit out of the box, I suppose, to get people to come forward with their ideas, because those that have tried in the past generally get shut down because of the bureaucracy. So what we want to do is give people that support they need to develop an idea.
Well, to give an idea about some of these ideas then, Dave, you mentioned knowing, for instance, certain volunteers over here in Victoria, but just generally being aware of potential thought bubbles of ways to manage bushfires better. What are some of those ideas that you know that exist but perhaps haven't had the funding or the opportunity to get them off the ground?
Well, a classic one that we see, and I'll just sort of target community here, is that there's various community groups and that have tried to get support to get a new initiative off the ground that's suited to their community. And they haven't been able to take it forward because it doesn't fit what the bureaucracy says you shall do. And I'm seeing we've been seeing society going from a resilient society to one of becoming reliant on the bureaucracy, and that's very dangerous, and that's how people die. So, you know, if there's a community group that's got a great innovative way of how to engage the community to become more resilient and self-reliant, we want to hear about that. That's the sort of innovation we're looking for. And being outside the box is the only way you're going to attract that sort of innovation.
Dave Gossage is my guest this morning, joining us from Outside the Box in WA, our special guest who's woken up especially early, considering the time difference, to speak to me. President of the Bushfire Volunteers Association over there in WA. They're calling for submissions, any ideas, new innovative techniques, inventions that could help the future of firefighting in Australia. It's just about a quarter of an hour away from your next bulletin of ABC News at 9 o'clock. Matt Tribe is my name, with you on Saturday breakfast. I was looking around, Dave, at potential examples that might already exist, because the idea of the very notion of at-home inventions helping with bushfire mitigation and management, it's just sort of fascinating, even just as a concept. But there was I noticed there was one bloke, Chris Probert from Albany. He back last year got a $25,000 WA government grant to demonstrate it's a barrier that can withstand 800 degrees Celsius worth of heat, and it survived. And he tested it out at a Perth furnace factory, subjected it to intense heat from 30 gas burners for 12 minutes to emulate a bushfire, and now it might be something that's sort of rolled out to help keep fleet and ground crews safe. So, I mean, that's just an example of someone who, in their own backyard, is just sort of tinkering away and trying to find a good solution.
Yes, I did get to experience that one, but also, and could see the value and merit in that. It was actually quite a great initiative on their behalf to bring that forward. So that's that sort of thing. But then there's also another one, a couple of guys, one in Bunbury and one in Cogin, up a partner to develop a new firefighting nozzle that's more effective than the current brands that the state agency supply. It uses less water but has more penetration capability. So that's in a firefighting context. And that's quite an interesting nozzle as we've seen it in action. And it's been getting adopted by quite a few people across the state. And I suppose WA is a little bit more unique than most of the other states, because the Bushfire Volunteers the majority of them are actually not owned by the state or managed by the state. They're actually managed by their local government and local communities, which actually is very good in the context of building strong, resilient communities. And we find that when bodies have gone over under a state agency model, it makes it much harder for communities to be resilient because they have to do as they're told. So
Part of the bureaucracy and the red tape, yeah. Dave. How do we get in touch if anyone's got an idea?
So to go forward, if people go to our website, bushfire.org.au, and tap in the word innovation, or you can type in the www.bushfire.org.au/programs/IDP. And what the intent is, that the process is you put in your idea, and then the Baker's Hughes and a couple of volunteers will shortlist a group of people, and then those group of ideas will be then mentored for a 3-month period, and then after that 3-month period, that in October this year, the best innovation out of all of those ideas, the recipient of that will win a $10,000 prize.
Wow.
And that's the go. So.
Well, yeah, there's some reason to get involved if you've got an idea, Dave. Thank you so much for your time.
No worries.
And waking up early, and all the best. Hopefully the sun's shining over there in WA.
Yes, so do I. Still to come.
Thank you.
All the best. Thank you.
Dave Gossage, president of the Bushfire Volunteer Association over there in WA. Appreciate him waking up early.